This is a very notoriously last-minute community, and, you know, Christmas is still a week away. But, you know, as far as deadlines go for donations to our local hamper campaign, I mean, this is it. They're going to be packing hampers starting over the weekend, delivering them next week, both Santa's Anonymous and Banff, Christmas Spirit and Canmore. I know Christmas Spirit and Canmore, earlier this week, we got an email saying we need help. Hamper applications are like a record amount, and donations are a little bit down. I think they're still in the 10 grand range away. Mountain FM Christmas Toy Drive, we're kind of wrapping things up here today. Bow Valley Ford in Canmore, ATB Financial in Canmore and Banff, places to drop off toys and gifts. We really need the Bow Valley to come forward here and help out our hamper campaign.
I think we always do. And I think that what we're looking at in terms of the amount of donations so far and the number of applications is very reflective of the economy we're in. We're a little isolated here in the Bow Valley because tourism has been up, but in Alberta in general, job losses, I know there's job losses here in the Bow Valley too, related to some of the industry along the 1A highway towards Exshaw.
And I think cost of living has to factor into that too. I mean, it's always been expensive to live here, and it just seems this year just seems even more expensive. I've noticed that too. I don't know about you.
Food prices are one of the things that are pushing inflation up. The cost of purchasing groceries in this town is absolutely absurd. Take a stroll through a supermarket in Cochrane.
Yeah.
You're going to see some big differences, and we are paying a premium.
Speaking of Cochrane, I filled up gas on our way up to Edmonton, and I think I filled up for, what is it, 82.9?
Gas is the other one.
Yeah.
The price of oil by the barrel is at a record low, and at the same time, I think that it was this low last time. At the pump, it was a lot different.
We've got a sort of a final big fundraising event for the Christmas Spirit campaign today, and it's a little different than in past years. Normally, this was the Skate with Santa Day. Unfortunately, I understand the Canmore Pond, due to the warm weather and whatever other factors, it's not ready for skating yet.
But you know what? It's nice to switch it up. Instead of Skate with Santa, Ski with Santa is super fun.
Totally. I mean, we've got this great facility, the Nordic Center. I understand that they were really awesome, accommodating Remax and this event at the last minute. 4 to 8:30 is when the event runs. I think Santa's going to be on skis between 5 and 7 up there. Bring a donation for the Christmas Spirit campaign and enjoy hot dogs, hot chocolate.
Let's all bring some cash. Let's dig deep. If every single one of us got a $20 bill and took it up there to that event, we could help them meet that goal. We don't need like one big philanthropist to close the gap. We can do it as a community if we all do it together.